You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
First things first, I'ma say all the words inside my head. I'm fired up and tired of the way that things have been. Oh, ooh, the way that things have been. Oh, ooh. Second thing, second, don't you tell me what you think that I can be. I'm the one at the sail. I'm the
Imagine
master
Dragons.
Of my sea. Oh, ooh,
they are your artist of the day. Dana is shortening her trip to Cancun. She should be back possibly as early as Thursday. It was supposed to be next Monday when she would rejoin the show. But she is coming back early for fear that maybe they might cancel all international flights coming into the country.
Right.
It is impossible. And before anybody says, oh, my God, can you find something else to talk about? I wish we could. Honest to God, I wish we could.
This is huge.
There is no denying nor avoiding what we are dealing with as a nation and quite frankly, as a planet. Just a couple of headlines that I jotted down earlier today in my notepad as I was watching the news this morning. The federal government is encouraging all elective surgery be put off. In many cases, but not all, that includes colonoscopies, by the way.
Hmm.
Because elective surgery takes up 25 to 30% of the beds in a hospital. That's from Andrew Cuomo, governor of New York. Mitt Romney, senator from Utah, is proposing giving every single American citizen $1,000 to be used to infuse the U.S. economy. That would cost, by the way, I did the math, $33 billion. Not a lot when you think about the federal budget, but whatever. My question was, how do we ensure that every American gets $1,000? What do we do with the homeless? Does Bill Gates get $1,000? Does every NFL football player, NBA player, MLB player, do they get $1,000? What about people who make $300,000 a year? They don't need $1,000. So do we give other people $2,000 and not give those people $1,000?
And down the rabbit hole we go.
Yeah, that was my thought. And the U.S. Surgeon General said, and I'm paraphrasing here, the Italy situation is right around the corner for the United States.
It seems like we have been tracking with that exponential growth the same way that it's happened in Italy. You know, they've been saying we're roughly 10 to 11 days behind Italy, you know, so where
I heard 12 this morning, but
okay, yeah, right around there. So where we are now is where they were 12 days ago, roughly.
And where they are now is where we're going to be in 12 days.
If
we don't get a handle on
it. Right, there's always that if, and that's the thing. This is a rolling thing. It's not set in stone at this moment to be this forever, you know? Mm-hmm. So things can change. The social distancing, everything can impact that spread. And remember, Italy, roughly 60 million people. We have a population that's approximately, almost six times as much?
Well, there's 60 million, and we're 330 million.
So roughly.
Five to six times. Yeah.
Right. And Italy also has the second oldest population on the planet, behind Japan.
Is that right?
Yes, from what I remember, I can double check it, but yeah, they've got a much older population. It's the olive oil and the wine, I think. So
that's the trick, huh?
I think so.
Okay.
So they've got their own set of circumstances that are slightly different than ours, but we can visualize and see how this virus can spread exponentially, you know, and of course, all these things that we're doing. And I mean, it's the S word. It sucks.
Mm-hmm.
But like we were saying many days ago, this is how you at least slow down the spread.
Yeah. And you know, I just sent him another text. I've been trying to get Quentin Lucas, the mayor of Kansas City, Missouri, to call in all afternoon. I've gotten zero response from his office. And that's not an indictment, but normally he and his office are better than that. Now, I understand they're under a ton of pressure, but this is a megaphone coming on the radio. This is a megaphone to get out your message. And I just want to ask, you know, there's no gotcha question here. What are we going to do about restaurants and bars in Kansas City? What are we going to do about gyms? Because earlier today, if you were watching the news, the governor of New York sidestepped the mayor of New York City and shut down all New York City schools, shut down every restaurant in the city minus takeout. So you can order and go pick it up at the front door, but you ain't coming in. Bars shut down. You know, Texter, I'll gladly take your call in the air, 9604. You guys are effing morons. Why don't you get your facts straight first before spewing S on the air? Give me one time I spewed S on the air. I have reported nothing but fact. Nothing. The governor of New York, I sit in front of the TV all day. I am a news junkie. I watched the entire Andrew Cuomo news conference. That's how big of a nerd I am. He shut down every restaurant, bar, and gym in New York City and every school. They're having grab-and-go meals for kids now. The schools are going to continue to make the meals. The kids who need it come running by, and they grab it and go. Hence, grab-and-go. So, Texter, you can get mad at me all you want, 9604, but I would encourage you to have the guts to call in and say it. What did I say that was wrong? I've said nothing today that's incorrect. Ryan in Olathe. What's up, Ryan?
Hello?
Hello.
How you doing?
We're doing quite well. Thank you very much.
I love your show.
Thank you. It's yours. Thank you.
All right. Yeah, to answer your question about how the coronavirus is affecting me, well, I'm on dialysis.
Oh, I'm sorry
to go in. Yeah, type 1 diabetes took my kidneys away.
God bless you.
A couple years ago, and I have to go into dialysis every other day to get my blood cleaned. That's the whole purpose of dialysis. Mm-hmm. And most of the patients in there are in their, you know, 60s. 70s, 80s, you know, and God bless them. And I'm 37. Mm. And so that could be a problem. Going to Walmart, grocery shopping and all that, I can do without. That's the easy part. But yeah, that's the dialysis that could be critical at some point in time, you know. So,
You know, Ryan, every day I put together a little prayer list. You just got moved to the top, my friend.
Thank you.
God bless you, my friend.
All right, thank you very much.
All right, brother, be good. Let's go to Terry in Kansas City. Hello, Terry.
Hey, how you doing, man?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Okay, something come up in my house today. We had the text come from the school system saying that my son's school is now closed until the 27th.
Okay,
so he's a senior in high school. And his question was, he goes, is this going to mess with my graduation?
Hmm.
I said, I don't have that answer. It might.
Yeah, you know, Terry, and I think a lot of parents who have seniors in high school and seniors in college had that same question. I don't know that we've gotten that far.
I told him, I said, we're just going to have to sit and wait. Wait it out and see what happens, you know. School may be a week or two closed, or it may be a month closed. You know, as wait and see. You know, he didn't like the answer, but so that's all I'd give you.
Yeah. You know what he needs to be worried about? Does he have a girlfriend?
Not yet.
Well.
Not right now.
Needs to be worried about prom, if anything.
Yeah.
Seriously,
and
man.
And that's something that's going to get called off, too.
Yeah.
We're waiting for word on that.
Yeah. Right on, brother. All right. Be good, my friend.
All right, you too. Thanks.
All right, later. Rebecca in Kansas City. Rebecca, hello.
Hey, how are you guys?
We're doing well, thank you.
Good, good. Hey, I was just calling in regard to the conversation you guys were having earlier about the gentleman taking that $3,000 out of the bank. I'm a CEO at a credit union here in the region, and I just had a two-hour board meeting with my board before I left work today, and then I heard this on the way home, and this is my number one priority, is that people don't make a run on the banks and the credit unions. The Fed's slashing the rate to zero. My board's asking me, do we need to cut our rates? What do we need to do? We need to do nothing right now. People need to leave their money where it is.
That's exactly right.
You know, this is like, you know, we're out of toilet paper. We don't want to run out of money. You know, this is a crazy situation right now, but it's like, if we ride it out, if we do what they're asking us to do, it's all going to shake out in the end. But we do not need people running on the banks. We got their money. It's safe.
It's insured.
It is federally insured on the NCUA side and on the FDIC side, and their money is safe. We're going to continue to make loans to people. We're going to continue to take care of their funds. They just need to sit tight and know that their funds are secure.
You know, Rebecca, let me jump in, and then I want you to add on to whatever I say, okay? Because you're obviously in the business. I am not. But this panic mode that I watched on TV when I was down in Cancun actually frightened me when I was seeing people on TV fighting over toilet paper, for God's sakes. Mm-hmm. And this idea, and you bring up a really good point, and I just want to emphasize your point, and then I want you to emphasize mine, if you would. Do not run the banks. Your money is insured up to $250,000, and there's a reason for that. The FDIC the FDIC was created after the Great Depression, because the Great Depression was caused in part on people running the banks and emptying all their monies out of the bank. And so after the Great Depression ended, the FDIC was created, Federal Deposit Insurance Commission, if I remember the acronym correctly. And what that does is the government is willing to back and insure any money you have into any single account up to $250,000. So if we go into a recession, which we're probably already in, God forbid we go into a depression, it doesn't matter. Your money is still safe. It is backed by the faith of the federal government, and nothing short of a collapse of the federal government could harm your money.
Which is not going to happen. Correct. And I would encourage people, you're talking about, this is a megaphone for the mayor, for Quentin Lucas to come out and talk. I would love to use this as a megaphone today to encourage people to go out and do that. You can go on NCUA.org if you're a credit union member. You can go on FDIC.gov if you're a bank customer and look at those. You can plug in how you have your account titled. It'll tell you what you're insured for. We do not need that. That is the last thing we need right now. I mean, this is going to shake out, and there is a strong possibility. I'm not an economist, so I couldn't tell you the ratios, but there is a strong possibility we are going to be in a recession for at least a good year after this is all over.
Well, God forbid. God forbid.
But
I'm not. But I'm
been
not
in
running
a recession before.
Yeah, of course we have, Rebecca.
We came out of it,
and I'm not running over to Cap Fed after work and taking all my money out.
So, right, and we need those banks to continue to make loans to people.
That's right.
And if people run in and take all their funds out, and there's people with, there's big investors in those banks. You know, you taking $100 out, okay, but there's a guy that has a business that's going to take out $2 million. We don't need that. Mm-hmm. We need people to leave their money right where it is and keep it safe.
What are you going to do with all that cash paper money anyway, unless you're out of TP?
576-7798. Damn. I'm not saying people shouldn't get tested if they think they need to get tested. But I just watched a video of a COVID-19 test.
Yeah?
They jammed that little thing way up your nose.
Oh, I'm sure they don't
always
go that far.
Always into your brain.
No, they don't go that far. But they do get up there into your nasal passages.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. They got to swab it.
They get in there good.
Mm-hmm. and they're going to test for the antibodies.
Think they bring it on any brain tissue or something? I mean,
well, on some people, they might be up there looking for it for a while.
Like me?
Why is this test taking so long? Well, sir.
Well, Mr. Parks, we're struggling. Brian in Overland Park. Brian, hello.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you, my friend.
I got one thing to say.
Say it.
Calm down, Karen.
Tell me more, That's my it. Friend. Tell me more.
Oh, everybody knows Karen. Karen's the soccer mom that needs to talk to the manager. Karen goes a little crazy sometimes, and we all just need to calm down.
That's not That's to it. Say that. Now, wait, Brian, let me be clear. That's not to say don't take precaution, don't be careful, don't wash your hands. Of course you want to wash your hands. You need to carry sanitizer with you. You need to not touch your True. Face.
True.
I'm with you, brother. Listen, I was on a plane last night, and there were people behind me coughing, and I'm like, every time they coughed, I'm like, oh, is that COVID? Is that COVID? And then, you know what? I woke up this morning and I felt fine. Maybe in 5 days I won't feel fine. I don't know. But I know this. There are more cases of coronavirus in Kansas City, Missouri, than there are in all of Mexico. Has that changed?
Yes.
Did I just make myself a liar?
Well, you know, we're talking about the brain tissue. No. right now, Mexico has 53 cases.
Okay.
10 new cases, 4 recovered, 1 in serious. So, okay. Yeah, 53 cases but total.
But you know the argument I made to Boston. But here's the argument I made to Boss today. Because they were, honestly, got a little inside baseball here. They were trying to decide if I was going to do the show from home or if I was going to do the show, like, down in the basement here at the radio station or if I was going to be in the studio, which I am right now. And the argument I made to Boss, and I don't know that he truly appreciated it, but I said I flew down to Cancun because it was a direct flight on Frontier, okay?
Right.
So I flew down to Cancun on a plane full of Kansas Citians. We went to the resort, straight from the airport to the resort. Never one time did we leave the resort. The resort was filled with Americans. We get back on the shuttle, we get back on the plane, fly straight back to Kansas City, full of Kansas Citians, okay? It was almost as if I never left Kansas City. Now, you could argue, well, you're in a fuselage of, you know, blah, 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 blah. Well, what's the difference between that and what I saw on TV?
Your movement while you're on vacation was relatively restricted, you know, like a path.
I'm in the ocean. You know, I'm 6 feet away from everybody.
From here to there, yeah.
I mean, we weren't like, nobody was dancing with strangers or nothing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Maybe you took it.
Oh, excuse me.
Maybe you took it to Mexico.
Maybe I brought it back.
Maybe you did.
Listen, I understand this is a serious crisis. I'm not taking anything away from that. I'm not trying to minimize it. I'm not trying to exploit it. I'm just saying everybody needs to calm down.
We can take urgent action. We can do our part individually and with our community without panicking. But we can do it with urgency because it is important.
10-4, Roger, Roger.
Yeah.
Newsroom, Dan Weinbaum. Ooh, a little Delamitri this afternoon. If that doesn't take you back to college, I don't know what will. You think it's time we call Dana Wright down in Cancun?
Yeah. Let's see how she's doing.
Just make sure everything's all right. So everything's going well. I think she played 18 this morning.
Why would you go to Cancun and play golf?
Well, they have nice golf courses down there.
Do they?
Oh, yes.
Huh.
I don't even golf. I don't even know what a nice golf course actually looks like, but they look nice.
I think it's like a nice long green yard.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a park.
Well manicured. Yeah. Dana?
Hello?
Is this Dana? You're on the air.
Wrong number.
Okay, bye. Okay, sorry. Oops.
Wrong room? Did you call the wrong room?
I hope Chris didn't hear that. If you know what I mean.
Oh.
Mr. Floyd, have we called the wrong number?
What just happened?
This is the United States calling.
Where's the dump button? Should we dump the button? Should we dump? No.
Tina in Kansas City. Hello, Tina.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
We're doing well. Thank you.
Good. I have a daycare in Kansas City.
Okay.
We have over 50 kids. So What do we do? I mean, you're watching the news and you're hearing all of this stuff and you're not supposed to panic, but we're licensed for kids from birth to 15. So today, of course, it was spring break in Kansas City, so our kids were on spring break, but they may not go back next week. So I have babies, I have older kids, and they're all in one building. We don't get funded like a school, so if we shut down, not only do we not have money coming in, We also put how many parents in a predicament. These aren't older kids. They're not kids that can stay home with a brother in high school or whatever. We're talking infants, twos, threes, preschool. And so I don't know if they make it mandatory how that's going to work out, because I guess it's possible they could tell us we have to shut down.
Have the parents brought this up to you at all? I'm sure they have.
They have. Typically, our Missouri requires us to send somebody home fever-free for 24 hours. I did put out a note today that if we send your kid home sick, it's 7 days unless you have a doctor's note that says they are not contagious, they can come back. So We upped our sickness policy. But shutting down, I mean, that's a lot of people. If my parents are working, they're going to need daycare. They're going to need child care.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, it's not, I mean, school, I understand school shutting down is really, really hard. But I took all the school kids today. What happens when we're not there?
Tina, you, and hold the line for a second. Let me make a quick statement, and I want to get your response. Throughout all of this, you are the one group that I've worried about the most, you and the people that you serve. It's one thing to say, you know, Dan Weinbaum, Scott Parks, you guys need, everybody needs to go hunker down for 14 days. You guys get one trip to Hy-Vee and you hunker down for 14 days. Okay. The paycheck's still going to keep coming in. But you guys go to your house and don't leave your yard. Okay. And so I sit around and I make tacos, and tomorrow night I maybe cook some fish or whatever. I can do that. But hang on, Tina. But my children are 18 and 15.
Yeah.
And I don't live, thank God, anymore, paycheck to paycheck. And it's the people that you serve and people that work for you that I'm the most concerned about. People who do rely on that weekly paycheck or that biweekly paycheck, people who are single parents who drop their kid off for you to watch them during the day while they go out and make an honest living. And Tina, quite frankly, I don't know the answer to your question. And it scares me.
It does. My center is located in the Northland, and I'm not going to plug my name or anything, but we have over 52% of our children are low income. And I know on a given week, we feed them more than what they eat at home, A lot of them.
God bless you.
If I send them home, then what? So not only am I worrying about this person that works at McDonald's and they're living.
And by the way, nothing wrong with that. They're busting their ass working at McDonald's, just trying to make a good.
Nothing.
Right.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that, but there's extreme paycheck to paycheck, You know, that there's no budge in their budget. There's nothing there extra to give. And then, you know, you're going to, the kid's been here, but now you can't come for 3 weeks. Good luck finding somebody else that's, you know, supposedly at home quarantined, but you're going to have to find somebody to watch them or not work. Mm-hmm. And then, I'm not going to have a business when we open back up because everybody is going to have to find somewhere else to take their kid.
And Tina, Tina, you're absolutely right. And I think we can be a little bit misled when, you know, I was watching Good Morning America today And I know that they're always trying to find the good in the bad, and I appreciate that. But they were talking about, you know, the nationwide lockdown in Italy, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And there was some very famous physical trainer in Italy who was in the courtyard of his apartment complex, and everybody was out on their balconies, and they were doing jumping jacks and squats and everything like that. And then there was some famous opera singer in Rome who was on the balcony of his apartment, and he was bellowing out and serenading all the people in the streets below him. Those are rich people who don't have to worry about where their next meal is coming from or who's going to watch their kid or when the paycheck runs out. And to their credit, on GMA, they were like, see this, you know, the good from the bad. I get it. But what about the real bad? There is still bad. And you bring up a good point, and you bring up the silent voice, and that's the person who is a single parent working at McDonald's or working at the factory who has to figure out what am I going to do with my three-year-old son whom I cannot leave at home alone, but I cannot not go to work. Because if I don't go to work, I can't feed my son. And I don't know the answer to this.
Yeah, a one-year-old and her mom works at McDonald's, and she said they're going to close down the lobby.
I heard that rumor, too.
They may close down our store. Am I going to have to pay for daycare if she's not here? Because what am I going to do? I won't have a paycheck either.
What did you tell her? That's a tough call.
I said, well, we'll figure out something. Don't panic.
Good on you.
If you need to feed her, we'll feed her. Bring her anyway. I said, we'll figure it out. What are you going to do? No, you can't bring your kid. You don't have money because you're not at home. If you need her to come, we'll watch her.
And as long as we stay open, we'll stay open. And Tina, maybe just work something out on the back end, you know?
We've been in a recession. We've been this. This was a little scary because I've got people, like, I had employees going out at lunch today to try to find milk. Like, what are you doing? Everybody's panicking. Now it's milk. It's not toilet paper. And I've been to 4 stores. I've got to buy 8 gallons of milk because I'm buying it for this person. So what are we going to do when we can't get food either? Now we got a big problem, toilet paper and food. So, yeah, everybody just needs to try to get through this, however it's going to play out. But I can't kick families to the curb. What if they can't pay? That's not right. You know?
That's exactly right.
I don't know. It's scary. I mean, it takes one person to infect 2 point something. That's why they're trying to get everybody to self-quarantine, because it's so contagious. But we're going to stay in place. We clean more than we used to just because now everybody's paranoid. We've never really had an issue with, like, an outbreak of anything because we use quaternary solution instead of bleach, and it's amazing, but there's a fear right now. I can only imagine what tomorrow's going to bring, because today I sent out the letter that 7 days out if they bring them in sick. It's only fair. If you give your kid Tylenol or cold medicine to make it through the day, they shouldn't be at daycare.
Agreed.
So,
Tina, it sounds like it's
going to be interesting.
Tina, I don't know you from Adam. It sounds like you have a good heart, and I would encourage you to do what you think is right. And if that means you tell that mother, if you've been furloughed, bring your kid here and we'll still feed it. We can figure it out on the back end. Maybe that's the right thing to do.
It's the only thing to do. I mean, I've got 17 employees, and I know they live paycheck to paycheck.
Sure.
I mean, that's... I get free daycare. Woo! But it's still hard.
Amen.
You know.
You're doing the Lord's work, Tina. You're doing the Lord's work.
Well, thank you, dear. I hope everybody makes it through this crisis.
We're all going to get
through. People are able to take care of their families. That's my concern, is everybody doesn't. But, yeah, that's my concern right now. What's going to happen if the state says daycare's too? Not just school. Daycare's got to shut down.
Listen, I'm not here to raise money for you. And I'm not going to, but if you want to if you want to give out the name of your daycare, you're welcome to.
I will. I'm Creative Kids, and you can call me and ask questions if you want. I will welcome anybody. I don't push my daycare because
you have to find a daycare that you're comfortable with, that your family fits into. My daycare may be great for the 80 kids that are there, but it may not be great for somebody's family.
That's fine.
If somebody
wants to reach out and say, I'm willing to pick up a family for the, you know, for the next week or whatever, Creative Kids, is that it?
Yep. We're on North Oak and Berry Road, and we do have space for school-agers if school doesn't go back, and we're going to stay open as long as we possibly can.
All right. Listen, I'm not here to raise money for you. If people hear this story and they want to reach out to you, they think you're a worthy cause, they can donate their money to you if they want. Okay?
That would be awesome, because I'm not sure how some of my families are going to make it, and it'll be an interesting to see how this plays out.
All right.
So, thank you very much. And
God bless you. Creative Kids, right?
Yep.
Okay. God bless you. You're doing the Lord's work.
God bless you, too.
All right.
Thank you, hon.
You be good.
Bye.
576-7798. Genesis, Jesus, He Knows Me.
They're going out on tour again, aren't they?
I did hear that.
Yeah.
Well, everybody's going out on tour
eventually. Yeah, I got a little excited about that. I like Genesis too, but not like that old guy that used to work here.
Bushman?
Yeah, I'm not that crazy.
Cheryl in Kansas City. Hello, Cheryl.
Hi, I'm a season ticket holder at the New Dinner Theater.
Okay.
And I talked to them yesterday, and I said, you know, this tomorrow night is my show. And I said, are you going to cancel? And they said, well, no, but if we do, we'll call you. And then this morning they canceled the shows from 4 to 6 weeks, all shows.
4 to 6 weeks?
Yes. Hmm. And they did credit me my money to my next season, but they're not sure, you know, if it'll be 4 or 6 weeks.
Well,
it's the first thing that's affected me personally, and it kind of surprised me, but I guess that's what's happening.
Why did that surprise you?
Well, I mean, I don't know what's open and what's closed, because I don't really go anyplace else. And
you don't go anywhere else but the dinner theater restaurant?
And my work.
Okay.
And home.
You never go to the grocery store? Or?
Somebody else does that for me.
Oh, okay.
And they didn't really tell me what's going on. Because I'm over 70, and I have a walker, so sometimes it's kind of hard. But, I don't know. It just kind of surprised me a little bit.
Okay. Hang on, Cheryl. I was about to cut you off there. Why did that surprise you? I mean, everybody is canceling. MLS has postponed their season for 30 days. MLB for at least 2 weeks. The NBA is postponed indefinitely.
Okay. Well, see, I didn't know any of that because I don't pay too much attention to the news. I listen to you guys, and that's about it.
Okay. But, I mean, just about everything has been postponed.
Okay.
Like Major Miles, I don't know if you heard Major Miles just talking with it. He's a NASCAR expert, and he works out at the Speedway on the weekends when they're in town. Even NASCAR canceled Atlanta yesterday. There's another one this coming weekend that they've canceled or pushed back. I don't know. And then they're thinking about the weekend after that. Who knows? I mean, everything has been. I was watching Channel 9 News this morning, and Johnny Rollins was doing the traffic report, and there was no traffic this morning. Everybody is hunkered down, and I think that's a good thing. The president came out today recommending nothing more than a crowd of 10. Now, I know this is going to come as a shock because a lot of you know that I'm not a fan of the president. I'm a never-Trumper. I'm a Republican who doesn't like Trump. I applaud the president on that recommendation. The less we can spread this virus, the better. And it's going to hurt. It is going to hurt. And there's going to be some pain. And we may go into a recession, God forbid. We may already be in one. God forbid. Jessica and Clinton, you get the last word. Hello, Jessica.
Yes, I just wanted to call and say, I am a blue-collar worker. I work paycheck to paycheck, And I just want to say it's important for a lot of us to still go to work. You need someone at the grocery store to sell you your groceries. I work at a distribution center. You need that person there to send you those groceries. You need that person that works at the water company to turn your water on. You need that person that works at the electric company to keep that going. It's important for the blue-collar workers to stay healthy. And I think this is our time to shine, to kind of save the country, because you need us all to get up and go to work and live paycheck to paycheck. You know, you guys won't have your groceries, your electricity, your food, I mean, any of it. You won't have it if we don't get up and go to work every day.
Amen.
Yes.
Jessica, I'm saying amen.
Yes. Yes, I'm getting ready to go pick my child up now from grandma and grandpa's because he didn't have school today, but mom and dad still went to work, you know. My parents farm. They still get up and they go feed the cows and they do what they need to do. You need the blue-collar American workers to get up and go to work every day and stay healthy, or America's not going to make it through this. You know, you're not going to have your water. You're not going to have your electricity or, you know, the diapers and the toilet paper that everyone needs. You're not going to have that if we don't get up and go to work.
Jessica, what a great way to end the show. I appreciate your call. I appreciate your work and your family's work. May God bless you. May God bless your family. And thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
All right. We got to run. On behalf of our producer today, Grant, Dan Weinbaum, John Grayson filling in this afternoon. Dana will be back, I think, on Thursday. She's cutting her vacation short. I am Scott Parks, and God willing, we're all back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Hey, we're all in this together, man. We're all getting out together. It's going to be all right. Be cool. And be good.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.